UFO is visible from Knockficker in County Roscommon. It's always Roscommon. Last night nearly crashed the van when I spotted it. Jen, who is texting in about the UFO? There's loads and loads. I don't know what's going on. And earlier on in the week, we were talking to Dr. Niamh Shaw about, you know, the big ring. And we thought we better talk about space again. Let's talk. This could be a whole segment on its own, just space chat with Jen. Yeah, let's do it. Well, I don't have a clue what I'm talking about, but I know a man who does. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland has all the answers. So don't let me down, David, okay?
I hope not. A space chat with Jen sounds great to me.
Oh, I knew you'd love it. Come here. Did aliens invade Cavan last night?
No, we predicted it. We can convert this unidentified flying object into an identified flying object. It was the latest launch of these Starlink satellites, about 12,000 that Elon Musk has got permission to launch already. He's looking for permission for about 40,000 more. And there are other groups as well to bring the whole total by the end of this decade to 100,000 active satellites. That will change space just above the Earth as we know it. And you can see them tonight again and for the next few nights.
Okay, so it's Elon Musk. It's his vehicle.
Yeah, and he's chasing a $40 billion a year market for internet satellites.
Okay.
He already buys boxes in Ireland. He gave a bunch of them free to people in Ukraine so that they could still keep in touch with the rest of the world, even if the landline infrastructure was destroyed. It's a good and a bad story. Bad for us astronomers because they're going to ruin the night sky.
Okay. David, what can you describe what it looked like if you saw any videos or if you saw it in person? What did it look like in the sky?
I was watching it live myself, even took a little video of myself, which we haven't posted on our YouTube yet. But every afternoon, just before the sun sets, we predict what interesting satellites are going to fly over. It's usually the International Space Station. That's got 11 people on board. You can see that tonight. So go to our website, astronomy.ie. Down the bottom, you'll see Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, X, all
that's
that.
Club, yeah.
Follow us there. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you now, we've just done the prediction a bit early for the show, and it's going to fly over at 5:56 p.m., but the twilight will be very strong. And most people saw it yesterday on the second pass. Goes around the Earth an hour and a half, and you'll see it tonight at 7:29. So look over in the west, where the sun goes down, and you'll see what I saw, 20 satellites extremely close together, actually 22 of them, some of them sometimes fail, but about 20, all in a straight line, and they'll pass a star within 10 seconds of each other, so really, really close. It's an amazing sight, even though we astronomers call them vermin. They've already ruined some of my photographs. They're going to ruin the photographs of giant billion-dollar telescopes, including one of the Irish taxpayers paying for. So he's not the most favourite person in the astronomical community at
and
the moment.
And come here, I noticed on Sunday and Monday that internet was particularly bad, the 4G. Would this explain why?
No, I mean, The internet around the world can handle incredible bandwidth. And the idea is, if you're in an area, and we have this a bit in Ireland, you know, with the National Broadband Plan, where you've no decent access to the internet, you can now actually get, I think it's 100 to 150 megabits a second, and the price is around the 100 euro a month mark, though, and you have to buy one of the boxes to attach these Starlinks. But you could technically do that from the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Definitely no cell towers or landlines over there, or the Pacific. So anywhere in the world, you'll be able to connect to these Starlink satellites. And the whole world has pricked up their ears when they heard $40 billion a year. Jeff Bezos, his space company, is doing the same thing. There's some big consortiums, big money, launching another batch. And by the end of this decade, they should all be operational. 100,000 of these things. The worry is we'll be able to see them from the ground, and the sky will be ablaze with man-made satellites.
Crazy.
Instead of beautiful stars, it'll be like plastics in
vermin,
the ocean.
As you said, vermin. Now, come here, I need to bring this to your attention because I saw this online, but the former UFO chief with Britain's Ministry of Defence has slammed the UK and American governments for their lack of transparency over their knowledge of extraterrestrials. Speaking on GBN America, Nick Pope said the governments are not letting the public know the full extent of what they know about aliens and UFOs. Ooh! Pope's claims could amid a huge spurt, which is a horrible word, in recent UFO-related news. So that's what he's saying. They're saying they're not telling us what's really going on.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
There are countless reports of UFOs. We've had them. I've been on RT News reporting that even RT News readers have seen. Remember, Ken Hammond saw an object flying across the sky. We later, about a week later, because it was before the internet, we were able to prove that it was actually a Russian satellite that went a bit astray after it was launched. So front page news for the UFO story, page 7, I think it was, one paragraph for the explanation a week later. Mm. And this is what happens. And Nick Pope is well known for flagging all these things. And I've seen documentaries where we know some of the things, like the Rendlesham Forest incident in England, where an American military base probably had nuclear weapons and there was light seen over it. We know that was the planet Venus. It was there in the sky. But, you know, they've made huge documentaries about this thing. So it's all covered in conspiracy theories. And if you don't know what you're talking about, it all sounds very good. But usually there's a rational explanation. I don't personally believe the governments know of alien technology or craft. However, last summer, David Grush, who was a very high-ranking military officer in the U.S., said he hadn't seen them, but his friends who he trusts had and told them that they've got alien bodies. And he told this to the U.S. Congress.
Yeah,
it's the most compelling report I've ever seen. And if I think we talked about it at the time. And if it's true, if he talks to members of Congress and they get access to this technology, it will be a front-page story. But I think until that happens, I am extremely sceptical.
Okay. Well, good to know. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, thank you so much for joining me again today. Always really interesting having a chat with you. And you can follow them online for great pictures and up-to-dates. And people of Cavan, listen up now.